Coming up on Only a Game, Panther Girl. I could say more about that, but I think I'll just leave it to your imagination. Anyway, first I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our discussion of the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
I saw both versions of Cat People, so I know exactly what you're talking about.
No, you don't. No, you don't. But anyway, the Arizona Cardinals will attempt to clinch the NFC's top seed with a win over the Seattle Seahawks on Sunday night. The experts seem to think they will not succeed. Do you think that has anything to do with the fact that the Cardinals are on starting quarterback number three?
You can't have a worse year than these guys have had for injuries. Yeah, Ryan Lindley will be leading the Arizonas into this crucial contest. I don't know. I mean, if they're smart, they'll just keep handing the ball to Kerwin Williams and let him run for 190 yards. I mean, they are very lucky the game's at home, but I don't really see him being Seattle in this situation.
With their Monday night win over the Chicago Bears, the New Orleans Saints have the best record in the NFC South.
And what a record it is.
And they're
so proud.
Yeah.
And they're so proud. Their record is 6-8. And I'm no mathematician, but I occasionally play one on the radio, Bill, and I'll tell you that that's below 500.
In this world of making the playoffs, how much does that matter?
It doesn't at this point. The hell of it all, of course, is that there is a theoretical possibility that the Saints will win their division at 7-9. And either Seattle or Green Bay won't make the playoffs.
The FCC has ruled that the name of the NFL team that plays in Washington, D.C. is not, in fact, profane. Does this mean broadcasters will once again start saying that name on the air?
Well, no, they didn't stop saying it because it was profane. They said they stopped saying it because it's an obvious racial slur. This was a long shot for the people fighting to get the Redskins' name changed. The FCC wasn't going to rule any other way. It's not profane. I mean, it's insensitive and racist and awful, but it's not profane.
Coaches, of course, are hired to be fired. Everybody knows that. And most coaches have the grace to accept getting fired when it happens. Not so, apparently, the former Nebraska football coach, Bo Pelini.
And more to the point, the current Youngstown State football coach, Bo Pelini. Yeah, Bo Pelini was 40 games over 500 during his time at Nebraska, so it wasn't the coaching. It was his volatile personality. Ha! Says I. If you thought he was volatile when he had the job, you should have seen what he did once they took it away from him. He went off at a meeting of his players and called the athletic director at Nebraska all kinds of names we can't say on the radio because they're more profane than Redskins is. But suffice it to say that Bo is apparently not softened in his step down to Youngstown State.
Former Boston Celtics point guard Rajon Rondo is the newest star for the Dallas Mavericks. Dallas sports writers seem to be exceedingly giddy over his acquisition. Is their optimism well-founded?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that is a loaded team right now, and Rajon Rondo is exactly what they need. The Celtics got a bunch of draft picks and, you know, some spare parts for him. It's too bad. I really wished he'd stayed, but he was coming up on his option year. Obviously, the rebuilding is going to take longer than he has the patience for. He gave them a tremendous career from virtually out of nowhere in the draft, and anybody who slanders him on the way out the door doesn't know anything about basketball.
No surprises in women's college basketball.
Oh, yes, there is.
Right? South Carolina, right there at the top of the AP poll.
Who let these people in?
I couldn't wait to give you that one.
Seriously? What's UConn doing in second place? This will change, by the way, by the end of the year, I'm just saying.
In the spirit of the season, various NHL teams had planned to visit children's hospitals this week, Charlie. Those plans have been postponed. What, are teams worried the kids might infect the players with some awful disease?
No, it's because the NHL players have turned into germ-ridden disease factories, Bill.
At least as far as mumps is concerned.
Everybody's got the mumps.
Yeah.
The Islanders were supposed to go to 6 hospitals. They didn't go. The Flames were going to go to a hospital. They didn't go. The Hurricanes and the Minnesota Wild, none of them did. I have a feeling we're going to see lots of kids visiting, like, NHL players in the hospital after the first of the year.
All right. Charlie, for years, you have maintained that the future of Major League Baseball expansion should be in Cuba. And this week, it became apparent.
It's the day of Jubilee,
that
Bill.
You have the ear of the President of the United States.
It's the day of Jubilee. My team is not far away. Pretty soon, I will be sitting in my own luxury box at Minute Maid Venchetimo Stadium the ocean in Havana.
And will the team be the reconstituted Havana Sugar Kings?
They have to be. There's no question. Unless we bring back the International League team somewhere in Cuba and make them the Sugar Kings. If not, it is definitely the Havana Sugar Kings. And everyone, Bill, everyone, we're going to have Borsellino Hat Day. Half price if you're wearing a Borsellino hat. Cigar stands at the concession stands. Food from the Caribbean at all the food courts and 50-cent bleacher seats for any child under the age of 15 who comes from any nation in the Caribbean basin.
When he was general manager of the Red Sox, Theo Epstein once left Fenway Park in a gorilla suit in order to avoid the media. What sort of animal-related shenanigans is he up to as general manager of the Cubs?
He told a local broadcast outlet in Chicago, they asked him how badly he wanted to sign John Lester, and he said, "I was ready to soak myself in deer urine if necessary."
I'm not sure how that would help.
Well, it would help because no coyotes would be chasing you while, you know. No, actually, it wouldn't help, would it? Because the coyotes would chase you. Theo needs to rethink this plan because he's going to have terrible trouble with coyotes.
In any case, the plan worked.
Don't worry out there, folks. You can shake Theo's hand sometime in July.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce at Grantland. And he joins me each week as well on Only a Game. Thank you, Charlie, and happy holidays.
Hey, happy holidays to everybody out there, too. And thanks for listening and listen to us in the new year because there'll be more of this wonderful silliness. Happy New Year and Merry Christmas.